Alix is cleaning her studio apartment in northern Paris. She's mopping the floors, wiping down tables. She's getting it ready for an American woman who's rented it for a few days over the Christmas holiday, while Alix goes to see her own family in the south of France. She rents her place out regularly, finding tenants on Airbnb. It was part of her plan when she bought the apartment 5 years ago. She knew her job wasn't going to cover her expenses, which now included a mortgage.
My salary wasn't enough, and I was away sometimes for my job. So at the beginning, the idea was to rent when I was away.
In 2015, she rented out the apartment for about 60 days of the year, bringing in about 200 to 300 euros a month, a good complement to her salary. Recently, she's rented it out a lot more. Last year, she quit her job and went back to school.
I study again to change my job and my work. But if I want to do that, I need money to live and to pay the mortgage. So I needed to have more people here to rent my studio.
In 2017, she rented out her apartment on Airbnb for about 100 days. Many of these were days she was in Paris, not out of town.
Sometimes I'm going to the apartment of my brother or some friends.
In this way, she was able to bring in 500 to 600 euros a month, just enough to scrape by in Paris. You could say she's using Airbnb the way it was meant to work. It allows someone like Alix to make some money off of their unused living space, and in return, it offers a different, often cheaper, accommodation option for visitors. But Paris has grown leery of Airbnb and other such sites, as increasing numbers of property owners have found it lucrative to rent to tourists instead of to long-term residents. The city says that in some central districts, one in five apartments are devoted to these short-term rentals. And in 5 years, some 20,000 apartments are no longer available to rent by Parisians. To address this, the city has imposed some rules. You're not allowed to rent out a property that's not your primary residence for less than 9 months. And there's a limit to how many days you can rent out your primary residence. It's 120 days a year, or 4 months. Alix says she's fine with the cap.
120 days, when you live in the apartment, you cannot rent more. Otherwise, you don't feel at home. I think it's a good thing, this regulation, really, because there is some people who just buy some apartment only to rent with Airbnb.
Lucy is one of these people. She owns a tiny 11 square meter apartment in the 18th district that she rents out on Airbnb.
It's literally, as I put it on Airbnb, steps from the Sacré-Cœur.
Lucy isn't her real name. The apartment isn't her primary residence, so what she's doing isn't quite legal. But she's willing to take the risk of getting caught and potentially fined.
I think that there are an awful lot of people doing this, and I suppose I think it will be very hard for Paris to fine everybody about this.
She doesn't see herself in the same boat as what she considers to be professional Airbnb renters, people who rent out their apartments for a night or two at a time and run them like hotels. She rents out her studio for a month or more at a time to people who are temporarily living in Paris, people she says who'd have a hard time finding a place otherwise.
Students, a lot of English-speaking students who maybe were here, they didn't want to go through the whole French administrative process to find an apartment. I have rented myself in Paris. And I know that you have to pay estate agent fees, you have to pay for them to find your place, and then you pay something like 10% to have it managed and so on.
She's owned the apartment since 2003, and for a while she managed to find tenants online through Craigslist, the classified listing site that's now nearly unused. She started with Airbnb at the end of 2015.
I put it on the same way I put it on Craigslist, but the requests were for shorter periods.
And though she has rented it out for a night or two at a time, she prefers people who stay several months. Currently, she has a tenant who's there for 6 months. What's most appealing to her about Airbnb is the interface. Not only does it reach many potential tenants, there's also a vetting process for them.
They're rated, so you can read their reviews. Airbnb have a support team if you have a problem. And they organize the payment and so on as well. If I could find somewhere that would rent it, that I would have the same sort of security, that I would have the customer service support, I would have no problem doing that.
They've really make it easy for the owners and for the manager to get the money and not going after the guy and say, you didn't pay me and stuff.
Chloé Fournier is the CEO of WellKeys.com, a site that helps property owners manage their Airbnb rentals. The company works with 6,000 clients and fully manages 200 apartments around France. 60 of them are in Paris. For those, a 20% commission gets everything from managing listings to cleaning to greeting clients, a hands-off service for property owners who, Fournier says, are often not living in France but want to be able to use their apartments once in a while when they are.
In our client, we see that the people that rent on Airbnb are people who want that flexibility. And so if Airbnb wouldn't have existed, they wouldn't rent it, actually.
But it raises the question of whether they'd buy the apartments in the first place, knowing they wouldn't have the rental income. Fournier thinks they would, and they'd leave them empty while they weren't using them.
Our clients are really that kind of people, and really flexibility is the word.
Flexibility to visit when they want, but also flexibility to manage their relations with their tenants.
You have a lot of empty apartments in Paris, and today I think the problem is the rules.
Paris housing regulations heavily protect tenants. It's difficult to evict someone, even if they haven't paid rent for months.
We have heard even clients here who say, I had someone staying at my home for 2 years without paying, and I have no recourse. It's traumatizing for the owners.
Even if the stories are exaggerated, it's enough to scare off owners from renting out with standard leases. Instead, they use Airbnb and let WellKeys and other management services run the rentals. Fournier says her clients have confirmed to her company that they've taken the necessary steps to convert their apartments into commercial properties in order to rent their second homes out legally.
It means that they have asked for this change of usage and that you are allowed to rent more than 120 days. You are not. It's like a hotel, actually.
This is a process that involves paying for an equivalent size of commercial space to be turned into housing in the same area. Though if you look at the published numbers from the city of Paris, fewer than 130 apartments have been converted total. It's expensive and something not everyone's ready to do.
In central Paris, for every meter squared, it costs you 2,000 euro. I think my area is probably, I'd say it would cost about 2,000. That would cost me 22,000.
That's Lucy again, who rents out her studio in Montmartre.
I don't have 22,000 immediately. Perhaps there will be a situation where banks will lend this money for transforming into commercial premises, but I don't necessarily see them doing that. But if I had to pay 22,000, I would not rent it. I would probably sell it.
Even though this does bring her income, she doesn't see this as a business. Plus, she's dealing with a different kind of tenant.
It's not a tourist or Parisian. I think there's quite a lot of middle ground. There are a lot of people who are not necessarily tourists, but would be more transient people.
When he was running for president, Emmanuel Macron promised to allow shorter rental contracts. His government has indicated that as part of a housing bill it will introduce in the fall of 2018, there will be a possibility of a rental contract of between 1 to 10 months, specifically for temporary workers. This is what Lucy is waiting for. Chloé Fournier, the property manager, says regulations and changes to the laws are important. The short-term rental industry, accelerated by Airbnb, was getting out of control.
It's normal that you need to put a cap on something that is completely wild.
Plus, regulation means that some apartments will go off the market, which will actually help people make money. This past summer, prices for rooms and apartments in Paris on Airbnb plummeted.
In summer, everybody, like the entire Paris town, is putting his apartment on Airbnb. So the prices are really, really low. With the regulation, we'll have less offers. So basically, the prices will raise. And the guys that have done all these changes and all these efforts to make it legal, they will really make business out of that.
There is a business potential, but Alix, who rents out her own studio for extra cash, is hoping she won't have to do it for much longer. Cleaning and preparing takes time.
For me, the studio has to be very, very, very clean. It's the same. You invite some friends to your house, you want your house to be clean. And I do it myself, so it takes a lot of time.
She hopes to have a new job that will allow her to stop depending on this rental income.
2018, I think I'm going to rent a lot the 3-4 first months because I really need it. And after, I'm going to stop because it's very tiring. It's the reason why I say if I earn enough, I won't do any more later.
Sarah Elzis, RFI, Paris.